This week, the state Senate in Connecticut voted to abolish the death penalty, and it is expected to become law. Connecticut will be the 17th state to repeal capital punishment. The debate coincided with two of the highest-profile murder trials in the state's history. As Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports, residents are now divided over what a repeal of the death penalty will mean for those already on death row.
State senators in Connecticut have approved a bill that would abolish the death penalty and make the maximum sentence life in prison without parole. State Senator Edward Meyer says the measure affects only future crimes.
And this bill that we passed was just prospective. It's not retroactive. It doesn't affect the 11 inmates that are on death row right now.
What happens to current death row inmates is key in Connecticut. Following a brutal 2007 triple homicide in the suburban town of Cheshire, two paroled felons broke into a home and held the Pettit family hostage for hours. The mother and daughters were killed. The father was badly beaten but survived. The men responsible have been tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. Critics of the legislation warn that any bill to end capital punishment could be used as grounds for appeal to spare those on death row. Johanna Pettit Chapman lost her sister-in-law and nieces in the Cheshire tragedy.
A prospective repeal is absolutely a lie. There's no way that's going to ever happen. But if the abolitionists want to do away with the death penalty in the state of Connecticut, at least be honest about it and call it a total repeal.
State Senator Meyer acknowledges that it hasn't been tested, but is confident that the bill would hold up in court.
The legal opinions that we got over the last few weeks have been that the court will discern between the current people and the future.
It's the third time in recent years that Connecticut lawmakers have considered a death penalty repeal. In 2009, a bill reached the desk of former Governor Jody Rell, but she vetoed it in part, she said, because of the Cheshire murders. Last year, a measure passed out of committee, but never reached the floor because two senators changed their minds, citing the ongoing trial. This time around, four senators who'd supported the death penalty changed their votes, and the measure passed 20-16. Death penalty opponents say it just doesn't work in Connecticut. One person has been executed in the past 50 years after the inmate waived his right to appeal. And State Senator Eric Coleman, who led the debate for repeal, says Connecticut can't afford to spend millions in appellate procedures for each death row inmate.
One of the things that I'm encouraged by is that that money can be diverted to address some of the unmet needs of our elderly or young people or our educational system.
A recent Quinnipiac University poll finds that by a 62-31% margin, voters in the state say abolishing the death penalty is a bad idea. But Victoria Coward says she's glad that Connecticut is poised to end capital punishment. Her 18-year-old son was shot and killed in New Haven in 2007.
Death for death is not right. So I would never wish anybody to go through what I'm going through right now. But this right here was a positive for me.
Richard Dieter, executive director of the Washington-based Death Penalty Information Center, says Connecticut is falling into line with more states nationwide. Repeal legislation is pending in Kentucky, Maryland, and Kansas, and a referendum to end capital punishment is expected to go before California voters in November.
Other states have abolished the death penalty, such as Illinois and New Mexico recently, and overall death sentences are dropping, executions are declining, and the size of death row is smaller.
Connecticut's bill moves now to the House of Representatives, where it's expected to easily pass. And Governor Daniel Malloy has pledged that if a death penalty repeal bill reaches his desk, he'll sign it. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.